You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
We happen to be in the New Jersey area today. We are streaming live across the country on internet radio here by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. It's talented people, and we are in a drought in the New Jersey area. So this afternoon, isolated showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny with a high about 93, south wind about 7 miles per hour, and chance of precipitation starts at 20%, but we are going to get some drenching, flooding rain, thank goodness, for the next 24 hours. So if you're out there and you're wondering, we're actually in a good place. It sounds awful, but it's going to be great. Basically, mostly cloudy tonight with a low about 69. Our chance of precipitation is going to start about 40%. Probably around 9 p.m., and then it's going to get heavier through the night. We're going to have a low about, 69, and then a high about 75 on Thursday. On and off showers, likely possible thunderstorms going on and off, but again, 60% chance of rain Thursday night, and then Friday continuing with chance showers, mainly before 2 in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high of about 79, and then partly cloudy at the low about 60 on Friday night. And then Saturday, chance showers with thunderstorms continue, also possible after 2 p.m., but mostly partly sunny and a high about 79. And then it's going to go down with a low about 62 on Saturday night. Showers again likely all day on Sunday with thunderstorms and a high about 76. And so we are looking forward to a good, healthy rain is what they're saying, and we should be happy about that. It's a blessing. All right, we're going to go to our quick break, and then you're going to learn more from Dr. Paul Marciano. He is the best-selling author, internationally known, recognized as the leader of employee engagement. He is sought after by companies, individuals, mostly large or small, doesn't even matter, Singapore, Malaysia. He travels around the world talking about his book, and he's got two of them, but one of the one that's the bestseller of all time is called Carrots and Sticks Don't Work, Build a Culture of Employee Engagement with the Principles of Respect, which are his trademarked respect initiatives. And he's going to tell you about that as soon as we get back from our break. So stay by. Stand by.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Welcome back to the show. It's Talented People. It's 4:05 on September 9th. We have Dr. Paul Marciano, best-selling author, internationally acclaimed, respected person who actually trains the workforce, human resource managers, leaders across the country on how to build a culture of employee engagement with his principles of respect. Thank you so much for being here, Dr. Paul.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you for having me back. It's an honor.
Always so great to have you here. Tell us about what's going on with you. What have you been up to in the last, year or so?
Well, I had the new book come out on teamwork, which has been a lot of fun because, you know, looking at really, really high-functioning teams, and sometimes sports analogies make sense, but others they don't. And it's just remarkable when you actually see a group of individuals who do respect one another and how they can actively collaborate and the difference that that makes. And one of the things I've become really passionate about is that of customer service. And I think that that's one of the things that, especially as a small business owner, we really need to differentiate us. I was recently, last week I was in Louisville and for a team building session, and I needed a roll of quarters because I do a little icebreaker with quarters. And so asked the person in the hotel, the lobby, where a bank was, two blocks away. I walked down, walk in, and asked the teller, you know, could I bother her for a roll of quarters? I had my $10 bill out, and she looks at me. She says, well, do you bank here? And I said, no. And she said, well, I'm sorry, we can't give you change. And I looked at her, really? And her manager was there and said, no, we don't give change unless you're a customer. I said, I have a $10 bill. I'd like a roll of quarters. And there was a gentleman standing next to me in the other line. He looks at me and says, what? And he grabs the $10 bill out of my hand, throws it on the counter, and says, I need a roll of quarters. And, you know, the manager and the woman, like, roll their eyes. And the manager goes, well, go ahead. I'm just thinking, it's just, you know, two thoughts here. One, just how absurd that is. But also, in terms of employee empowerment, I mean, how indicative must that be of how little empowerment that individual has in order to make decisions that are going to make a difference for their customers?
Unbelievable amount, right? You just don't realize that, and the residual damages of that one way or the other, right? I guess positive or negative, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to tweet out, I'm going to Facebook out. You know, it's yet another example of just disastrous customer service. And I know that Unity Bank has been a wonderful supporter and sponsor. And just to give you a contrast, I mean, I walk in, of course, there are new tellers time to town, but they always, hey, how are you? Where have you been recently? And probably one of the best examples was I really needed to get the bank on a Saturday. They closed at noon. You know, I was running late. And called over, the assistant manager answered and said, I said, look, I really need to get there. I'm running about 10 minutes late. Don't worry about it, Paul. Just come to the side, knock, you know, and stay open for me.
Oh, my goodness. I can just picture it, too. In Flemington, New Jersey here, I know Paul is a customer of Unity Bank as well as other banks. And I know that from where you're standing, Unity Bank is a very, very strong member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and a very strong supporter to the nonprofits. They're doing that whole thing with us. Thank you again for recognizing. And I also want to make sure everybody out there knows, whenever we mention Unity Bank, as a matter of fact, Dr. Paul Marciano was employed by them and charged to bring a value, customer service value to all of their business clients at one point, which Jeannie Murphy represented. So I always say everything goes back to Paul in my life, just so you know. I want everybody to know. I know we're going to get a little bit off track here, but you know, Paul Marciano, Dr. Paul Marciano, being the author that he is of Carrots and Sticks Don't Work, the internationally recognized force for good, actually was my first client, and I was so happy to represent him. And then Mercer Institute, you hear us on the radio talking all the time about Leah Pontani, all these people. Everything always goes back to Dr. Paul. You spread out the world and universe of good.
Well, I would not be where I am today if it wasn't for you and your team.
Stop. No, go back to you. True. No, thank you. But I will say right now that you need to understand, if you're listening, that when Paul mentions even Unity Bank again, you know, there is just so much good in all of that. And what you just mentioned to the point is that that community bank, they care enough about you as a customer. Doesn't matter what size of customer you are. It doesn't matter. They would still stand there and leave the door open for 5 minutes, make sure you got there on time.
Yeah.
Outstanding customer service.
Yeah.
And a difference.
You know, and of course, not to go too far off on a tangent, but, you know, you hear the government politicians say how this country's built a foundation of small businesses. Mm-hmm. And yet, in my experience, there's very little that the government does to help small businesses. And, you know, both of my grandfathers came to this country, didn't speak the language, and you know, my grandfather Marciano came here and in the Depression and worked in a rock quarry and ended up, you know, worked 18 hours a day, 20 hours a day, then built his own house, you know, raised a family. borrowed $300 on a handshake, started delivering coal, turned it into oil, you know, and raised his family, and that's the American dream. And I think the truth is we have a lot of really hardworking immigrants in this country, and I'm not sure that that dream's actually even possible for them anymore.
I agree with you completely, and I really do feel for even thinking back about your grandfather and everything else and how much they must have gone, you know, challenged by, and again, it's happening now. Small businesses have a lot to think about. And what about that, though, when it gets to employee engagement and what your, you know, customer service, employee engagement, all of that, small yeah. business, large business?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you think about, for most small businesses anyway, the absolute largest, you know, the capital expense, right, overhead, is going to be the people. Mm-hmm. I mean, far and away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when do small businesses add somebody on? Well, usually when they're absolutely desperate. And then what happens is they feel like, oh my gosh, now I've got to train this person. I didn't have time enough to do what I needed to do. Now I've got to spend time training them. And, you know, people that are entrepreneurs, and I think this goes for me as well, there is a mindset, there's a skill set that goes along with that, that entrepreneurial, that business spirit, that is probably antithetical to actually being a good manager.
Mm-hmm. You're not kidding. You know, it's true.
And so it becomes such a challenge.
I have that problem as a small business owner.
So you need to, and I've always said there are lots of things that you can hire for. Mm-hmm. And if I'm looking, and certainly this was true when we met, if I had to hire for one quality, it would be initiative.
Oh my gosh, we have to talk about this. All right, hold on. Stand by for thought. It's actually a perfect time to go to our quick break. It's a very short break. Three quick commercials, and we're going to talk about initiative. We're going to talk about, as a small business owner, what do you look for? And honestly, you know, it's so tough to hang in there. When you make those decisions, you could make or break your entire business on those decisions. So Stand by as talented people. You can see why, right? Dr. Paul Marciano in-house.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's already 15 minutes after the hour at 4 on September 9th, and Dr. Paul Marciano's in the studio talking about a small business owner. What would you look at? And he said that one of the biggest skills or strengths was an initiative on a prospective employee. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
You know, I ran a small business, Color Me Company, for 8 years, which I was really, really proud of. We were actually written up in the Wall Street Journal as an exemplar company who gave back to their communities. And during that experience, as I had to bring people on board, I knew that if you have people with really high levels of initiative, you don't have to worry nearly about as much about training them, because they'll learn to train themselves. And actually, if I had to pick a top three qualities on which I would hire somebody, it would be the initiative, curiosity, and resourcefulness.
Isn't that something?
I mean,
it makes so much sense.
Right? I mean, I want somebody who's going to look and say, that's interesting. Can I do that differently? Or I want to learn more about that, right? That's a great way in which people engage. When people aren't engaged, they're just not curious. And then, and being a small business owner, I'm sure there are many out there as well, being resourceful. I don't know a single business owner that says, boy, I have so much money, I don't know what to do with it all. So if you get, I think most business owners are like this anyway, obviously initiative, resourceful, and curious. But if you can hire based on those qualities, and I just see time and time again in any sized organization, the bad hires, you know, really poor hires. And so one of the things that I would encourage, I'll just give an example of what I looked for and why I think in terms of engagement, it starts right at the beginning. So as an example of that, if somebody comes and applies for a job, presumably there's enough about you online these days or about your organization or about the products or services. I want that person to come to my office and feel almost stalked by them, which in some ways, Jeannie, is how I felt by you in a very positive kind
so
of
funny.
Way.
That's great. But no, thanks.
I'll never forget. I mean, coming in, having my book highlighted and having yellow stickies in there, having looked at me online. I mean, I think I have some videos. I mean, I was like, wow, this person really knows the product, me, what it is that I'm offering. So they actually have done their education around it. And they're passionate about it, which you clearly exemplified. And I mean, that's what I need, right? I need somebody there who's, first of all, going to be encouraging to me, a supporter to me, but really believe in the product.
You don't got to just say something and again, you know, thank you and yes, but you have to understand. I mean, it wasn't hard because I came from a culture of business at Disney. And people used to ask me, what ride did I operate? I was in public relations and marketing at Disney in LA, right? But the thing was, when it came to employee engagement, I never even thought about it. I was never in that human resource place, whatever. So when opportunity came out where you were looking for some help to, you know, your event at Mercer, I had, like you said, it was kind of like a curiosity thing. The reason I'm bringing this up is because I know for a lot of people out there who are looking for jobs, that a lot of times they stay in their own industry. Mm-hmm. They don't look outside of it because they think that's what they know. Mm-hmm. What you're saying is, though, as an employer, to actually be looking at someone who may not know exactly about that industry but has a curiosity about it, because that's where I think renewal of energy and the source of engagement can come from. It's like, and we say, you know, swimming around like a little, like, you know, like a mermaid, and I want to pick up every rock and look underneath it. That's what talented people all came about because of you again, because you find these things that are so interesting that people do for a living that you don't think about. But when you're looking for a job and you're in that same place and you don't look outside of that place, you're going to do the same thing, and maybe you're not engaged. Maybe you're a little cynical. Talk more about that. I think you're right, though. I think for employers out there, something to take consideration to, and something for a person applying for without a job, they don't need to stay in their rut.
No. And I think, again, as a potential employer, you're looking for that passion. And so one of the things I would say, again, because it's talked about the engaged employee and the importance of that for any small business owner. I think that, you know, it's very easy to hire somebody. It's often very difficult to fire them. And you've invested so much money in them up front. So I love that saying that it took Lincoln 5 years to find Grant. I mean, you got to think ahead when you might be needing somebody. I'm a much bigger fan of getting contractors, although they may be a little bit more expensive in some ways, and often ways they're not, and you get to sample that. So one of the big problems I think that occurs is most employers and candidates treat that initial interview as though they were like a, sort of a blind date. And so, you know, the employer's talking about why they're such a wonderful, great company to work for, and the employee's talking about, you know, how wonderful it is, right? Why you would. And so these expectations are set, which probably aren't realistic on either end. And what I would do is, when I interviewed somebody, I would tell them all the reasons they wouldn't want to work for me. Right?
Yeah.
We don't have the resourcefulness. Yeah. I'm not going to. Because we know from the
19. Bring it down instead of bring it up.
Right.
Don't be disappointed later.
Exactly. And so actually, even going back to the early 1970s, the research is very clear that providing potential candidates with a realistic job preview greatly reduces the turnover in the organization. So again, giving candidates the real deal right from the beginning.
Well, if, to your point about like meeting online and so on, it's almost like selling yourself as a chef, and if you don't know how to cook, mm-hmm. then you're going to disappoint the person when they come to their first dinner. I'm only thinking because I tried that once. I tried to sell someone on my cooking abilities when I didn't know how to cook.
Well, you know, but what's interesting about that, Jeannie, is the fact that you have a lot of, I was going to say kids, but people of all ages that really just think they're better than they are.
That drives me crazy. Yeah. And there is something right. about that going on right now, too. So talk about overselling and ability to oversell nowadays to the employer side, where that there's you're expecting so much more from the person because they oversold, because they
right.
they have the confidence level, especially a lot of the younger ones now do
right.
have a lot of different talents and so on. So that's yeah. interesting, too, because then there's disappointment. And I like what you're saying about the contractors, though, too, because you get a chance to test ride.
Yep.
Might be a little expensive on the front run, but you're going to be able to pay for the service. They know right. their specialties. And then if it works yeah. out, you could have a long-term, really great relationship. Yeah. That makes total sense, too.
Yeah. And in terms of, you know, interviewing anybody, again, who's out there and has hired people, I mean, the research is very clear that traditional interviews are notoriously invalid when it comes to selecting good candidates, and that a much better strategy is what we call behavioral kinds of interviewing. And just as a personal methodology for hiring, as I mentioned to you, initiative is so important. So I want a demonstration of the initiative. Mm-hmm. So for example, what I would do with a potential, you know, new hire is I would say, here are all the things that need to get done in somebody in your role. And I purposely overwhelm them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say, so what I want you to do is to go think about, if you were hired in the first 30 days, 60 days, how would you prioritize? And what would you need? What resources would you need for me in order to accomplish that? And of course, then it shows me how quickly they'll get back to me. It shows me their logical, analytical thinking abilities. You know, it shows me their writing.
Oh, gosh. Examples. I can think of what you're talking about.
You get
about.
So like, much behavior as a result of that.
Right. Well, also, I think it's important to even add on to that, that like I know that a lot of times you can hire a person who has a great, you know, I want to say a lot of great ideas, but then when you come back, like you said, to the questioning, what is it you need? If the person says,
right.
well, I need a new marketing department because I need to have all the new marketing tools. I need marketing printed paper collateral. I need blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden the sales rep is a great person perhaps, but in order for him to be or her to be successful at selling, you got to spend another $100,000 on the rest of it. I mean, that's great. That's very important. What you just said makes a lot yeah. of sense. I'm sure people out there listening, like, find someone who would be able to say, well, with the resources that that person has and the initiative and whatever it is,
right.
maybe that person can identify the priorities and then say, I need a lot of this, but I could do it.
Right, right. And that's the if somebody that's so great you said that. If somebody comes back and says, I can do all this, but I don't need anything from you.
Oh,
goodbye. See ya. Goodbye. Because that person just doesn't have the common sense, right? Mm-hmm. The ability to problem solve and think through that. So exactly what you said. Mm-hmm. Look, this is the sequence that makes sense to me. This builds on top of this. I really feel if we had some sort of a resource, we need to put it, you know, at this point here. And it's a negotiation. I mean, you can see all kinds of behavior as opposed, you know, one of the great questions. So what's your weakness? Well, you know, my weakness is I work too hard. You know, these kinds of ridiculous.
Yeah. What's a good weakness? Like a real weakness, like someone could actually say is a weakness and not be judged upon it badly.
I don't know. I think the most realistic weakness is probably people that procrastinate or disorganized, yeah. but you wouldn't want to say that.
No, I know. Well, you know, it's interesting. Here's the question that goes even a little bit beyond that, which I think is an important question is, how important, and this is, you've got to come back on this show because I'm sure that everybody out there listening, honestly, like for small employers, large employers, human resource people, people applying for jobs, there's so many things to consider on this whole idea of looking for a job and what to say and not to say mm-hmm. and so on. But how important is it to be honest? Like if you're not perfect or mm-hmm. if you did lose your job, say you mm-hmm. took a job and it mm-hmm. was a short-term job, maybe it was only a half a year or something mm-hmm. and it just didn't work out on both sides or mm-hmm. something. Is it a good idea to be upfront or is it a bad idea? Like, where, and do you, I have to think, go ahead.
Ask Hillary Clinton. I mean, you know, I think, look, in today's, you know, look, in today's real world, mm-hmm. I mean, you can see just about everything online, right? I mean, if the person messages on Facebook, you're probably going to see it, or that's LinkedIn, right, or something like that. I mean, I think that it's a much better idea. To come out and say, you know what, this is what I learned from this experience, mm-hmm. and this is one of the reasons that I'm applying to work with you, mm-hmm. because I realized that this wasn't a good fit for me.
I want everybody out there to know that one of the reasons that Dr. Paul Marciano is so popular around the world is because of his honesty in the answers to questions, and to the fact is, what you just said makes total sense. For one, there's a lot of ways to find out if you're not telling the truth. And even if you're trying to sell it a little bit, because I know people like, you know, well, just try a little sell, right? Mm-hmm. There's got to be that. You have to have a little bit of that. There's a little confidence involved. At the end of the day, you have to report to yourself, you know. If you do something outwardly wrong, you're going to regret it, because it's not easy to figure out. And at the same time, I do think there's some type of an admiration from the person on the other side. Mm-hmm. When they hear the truth, you can't shoot yourself or make yourself look like a loser or anything,
right,
but there are certain ways that you can actually be forthcoming where you earn respect.
Right. And, well, a good example of that, and I think the business owners out there, really important, is when somebody says, I don't know the answer to that, or I don't know how to do that.
Exactly.
You know, my father always said, you never ask a question you don't know the answer to, which obviously I don't believe. And I remember the first time that somebody who was my mentor said, I don't know how to do that. It had to do with computers. This is back in the late 80s, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Can you show me? And I was so shocked. I was so taken back that here would be this guy who was, you know, my mentor, who was okay to say to me, I don't know, and then to have the respect for me. And mm-hmm. that was really just one of those moment in times.
Yeah. I was listening to someone recently, and they were on the phone with someone, and I was listening to their level of offering. And I am the type of person that, you know, is always watching, interviewing people and so on. So I'm always trying to figure out what's best or whatever and stuff. And I was just pretty much amazed at the fact that to have the professionalism of answering and to say, I don't know the answer to that. Mm-hmm. And then to have kind of like the not evasive filter, you know, mask of bull crap, pretty much. And then to listen to the other side with the higher level of respect come back, because that's all you're about is respect. I think it's just amazing. And I do think the people who think about it and who actually watch the other people, what happens when you do earn respect, mm-hmm. it's hard to lose it.
Yeah, well.
Right? Once you earn it, it's hard to lose it. You're respected.
If you lie, you can.
I mean, well, there you go. See, that's the thing. Ew. So crazy. It's 4:30 already.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not fair.
I wanted to tell you something else.
Go ahead. You've got at least 3 minutes, and I'll be late on my next event. I've got
just really quick. When I was a professor, and this is before kids had computers in their pockets, I remember being very, very nervous and having a student. You know, I went from being a graduate student where you could ask anything to being a professor where you had to answer all this. And, you know, a student would ask you a question, and I would say things like, you know, I think that's really well covered in your textbook. I don't want to take the time now to address that. Or I would say, you know, that's a really good question. Who else in the class, you know, can answer that? And if nobody raised their hands, I would say things like, well, there's your homework, you know. Or if, like a politician, of course, you answer something else. Like, that's an interesting question, but here's a better one. And, you know, if none of that worked, you would just say, you know, I've seen the final and that question's not on it. So at any rate, but you can't do that in, obviously, regular business settings. So the takeaway for today, I guess, is, you know, as a business owner or as an applicant, right, be willing to say, I don't know. And you'll actually, you can't say it every day.
No.
But when you say it with honesty and sincerity and authenticity, you actually gain respect.
From the words of Dr. Paul Marciano, the expert and the respect guy. That's what his name is. And that's
at the respect, my Twitter, right?
Yeah, the respect guy on Twitter. Dr. Paul Marciano, the best-selling author, internationally recognized and acclaimed. Four Carrots and Sticks Don't Work, Build a Culture of Employee Engagement with the Principles of Respect that is his trademark. Thank you so much for being here again. And you're going to have to come back. Sorry, I know that you had
a very busy
summer, but you're going to have to take at least a half an hour for the next couple weeks. If you're out there listening, Dr. Paul's going to come back, and we're going to expand upon this training, because I need it, on customer service, respect, and everything else. So, all right, here's the end of our show already. It's at 4:31. I'm actually back on track. Thank you, Paul. 9-9, September 9th. Want to remind you, next Wednesday, our incredible guests are going to be Unity Bank again, talking about their service to nonprofits in the state of New Jersey. And then our awesome Hunterdon County resident, Steve Califer, owner of the Flemington Car and Truck Country and the chairman of the Somerset Patriots, award-winning filmmaker and philanthropist, talking about what actually gets his attention. How do you get a person who could do pretty much anything for anybody to do something for you? I can't wait to talk to him again. And then also Ellen Nardoni, his right-hand girl, trustee for the Paul Nardoni Foundation. She's going to talk about differentiating her nonprofit and give tips on to how that is so important for you all. So join us at the Palace on October 8th. You can look online at Eventbrite. Look up Steve Califer, K-A-L-A-F-E-R, or Michelle Sikirka, CEO and president of the New Jersey Business and Industry Association. Those are the two keynotes that we're having, along with the rest of the awesome team, including Mayor Janice Kovich as our moderator on the panel. So we look forward to having you there if you're a nonprofit or a for-profit. Have a great week, and look forward to next week on Talented People, 3 o'clock.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Share your morning win. Bellevue.
Morning win.
Sacramento, California officials are announcing details of plans to honor the three hometown heroes who stopped an attacker on a train in France last month. Spencer Stone, Anthony Sadler, and Alex Scarlatos will all three be there for Friday's noontime parade.
I don't think there's anyone who better showcase this on a world stage than these three young men.
That's organizer Erica Jork. She says the parade will finish with a big celebration on the steps of the state capitol building. And she says lots of public figures will be in attendance.
You're going to see a variety of representatives from the region, both elected and non-elect. I know there's support and participation from the Sacramento Kings, obviously from the Sacramento Republic FC, as well as the River Cats.
Organizer Erica Jork says the parade is a chance for the public to salute these heroes.
This is also an opportunity for those communities and neighborhoods that these three young men grew up in.
Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton says she's sorry for using a personal email account when she was Secretary of State. In an ABC News interview yesterday, Clinton said she's trying to be as transparent as possible. This is USA Headline News.
Musicians, it's Yamaha Month again.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hidean Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hidean Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hidean Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
5. It's time for Underchamber Radio Weather. We are at 71 degrees in Flemington right now. It is overcast. It's calm winds, 40% chance of precipitation. Today is September 9th, 2015. Mixed clouds and sun this morning. Scattered thunderstorm developing this afternoon. The high will be 93, wind southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour, and chance of rain is 40%. Scattered thunderstorms early tonight, then mainly cloudy overnight, with thunderstorms likely, a low of 66, chance of rain 80%. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow in the morning, then mainly cloudy during the afternoon, thunderstorms likely and a high of 79, chance of rain 100%. Rainfall possibly over 1 inch, locally heavy rainfall is possible. You know what that means? Potential for localized flooding. On Friday, the 11th of September, partly cloudy skies and a high of 83. Saturday, sunshine and clouds mixed, 82. And scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday the 13th with a high of 78. Chance of rain is 60%. Temperatures in our area, 73 in Tewksbury, 73 in Highbridge, 73 in County Complex, 72 Raritan, 71 in Ringos, Lambertville 74, Phillipsburg is 72. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio Weather. You're coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh Trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Little iron butterfly. Just makes you want to be bad when you hear that tune, doesn't it? We'll find out why we're playing it, but it's a celebrity birthday of one of the band members. We'll get to that in a little bit. Looking through that list, and it's so funny. I've had this conversation with Reverend Trish Woods. Somehow, some way, it appears that certain characteristics of people are born on certain days. I don't understand it. It might be coincidental, but it just seems so interesting to see. So a lot of R&B singers today, very interesting. Not that Iron Butterfly is an R&B singer, but you'll see what I mean when we get to celebrity birthdays. All right, it is Wednesday. We're working through the middle of the week. Yeah, you had a short week, and to me it feels still like a long week. I don't know about it, you, but that's what it feels like to me. We got to check traffic, find out what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. We'll get that from HRTTMA.com. And, wow, well, what a difference a day makes. Yesterday was insane. Had to be, I don't know, five, six, seven different alerts all at the same time. I believe everybody has figured it out, and everything's going okay. Now, we are going to have some rain, thunderstorms, potential localized flooding. Not right now, tomorrow, and this evening. So be prepared for that for tomorrow. Might not happen, but better to start thinking about it now. Aside from that, we are in the first full week of school. Watch out for the kiddies darting in between the cars. Starting to get a little darker out there. Need to make sure that everybody's going to be safe and sound. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio Traffic. All right, what is on HuntingChamberRadio.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10 o'clock. I have Michelle Heide is down in Washington, D.C., so I'll be doing the investment update this morning. And after that, we talk with Diane Lane. We go traveling again with Diane. We missed her last week because I was not able to do a show, but we will certainly get back onto that track and start talking about vacay, places to go, traveling, and travel advice. So we'll talk with Diane Lane about that a little later on in the show. And then, let's see, the rest of the show is my typical information, news, and the like. At 10 o'clock, it's Modern Design. That's Rich Scuderi. He's back from his vacation, and on Modern Design, he's going to have, his guest is Cesar Duenes. We talk kitchen design, so that's going to be, last week. No, I don't see an update on from Rich on this week yet. When it comes up, we certainly will pass it along to you. But Rich does two shows during the Wednesday lineup. First one is an interview with a certain organization or outlet or retail that provides a certain type of look, feel, and product for your interior design. And Rich uses that and incorporates that into his Modern Design layouts for interior design for an inexpensive way to update your space. And then Raising Conscious Kids Radio, Kim Pramatic, is helping you raise kids consciously. She believes that kids are under more pressure today than ever before, and so she's talking to the influencers of children, and teaching them how to change their ways so that they can raise conscious kids. Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamara Roll is on from noon to one. Ruth helps us with our emotional and mental stress, our relationships, our parenting skills, and the like, and so she always has a little theme. Hunt and Young Professionals are on at 1 o'clock, helping us understand and helping the 20-somethings understand and collaborate on dealing with the 21st century of running a business. And I know that they have a big event going on Friday, where they're all going to be going down to America's Grower Row and help out with a day of service. Rich is back. Modern Design Dilemmas is on from 2 to 3. He answers your questions, and he comes on and takes your phone calls, your emails, your text messages, and your tweets, and he helps design your problems, work through your problems for your interior design challenges. Talented People with Colleen Kelly and Jeannie Murphy is on from 3 to 4. Giving us or introducing us to up-and-comers, public speakers, authors, TV personalities that are part of the Jeannie Murphy Public Relations stable. And then What is Going On in Real Estate? That is Joe and Tony. Joe Egger, Tony Page, Weikert Realtors in Clinton, talk everything and anything that has to do with real estate. And they believe, and I pretty much go with them, that just about everything affects our real estate values, and the buying and selling of commercial and residential properties. And so they bring on different guests to talk about the buying process, the selling process, the negotiation process, or the things that surround us that are going to affect our home values or our business values. That is the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there in the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunting Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We'll be back in just a moment, right after these messages. You're listening to Good Morning Hunting on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Oh, won't you come with me? I'll take my hand. Oh, won't you come with me? And I'll walk this land. Please take my hand.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntingchamber.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business. One business at a time. All right, it's KT Tunstall helping me with BrownieLocks.com celebration observances for the week and the day and the month. Got to get the month in there. We haven't finished that up yet. We're going to finish it up today, though.
Now I know I took for granted.
It's Save the Koala Month. It is Sea Cadet Month, Self-Improvement Month. September is Healthy Aging Month. Shameless Promotion, Sports and Home Eye Health and Safety Month. Subliminal Communications Month. Superior Relationships Month, Thyroid Cancer Awareness Month, Update Your Resume Month, Whole Grains Month, Wild Rice Month. Those two are on in the Iowa Sioux list all the time. Women's Friendship Month, World Alzheimer's Month. Listen to Tish Green on Fridays for help with that. World Animal Remembrance Month and National Hispanic Heritage Month. For the week, it's Substitute Your Appreciation Week. I love that. It is Suicide Prevention Week. Something we should always be conscious of. Too many teenagers. Kim Bromatic talks all about it. Play days started on the 8th. Popcorn days will be starting tomorrow. So get ready. Get your popcorn ready. All right, let's see what's going on for the day. It is Fetal Alcohol Spectrum Disorders Day. International Coastal Cleanup Day, something we're still doing. And it's Wonderful Weirdos Day. I think everybody's a weirdo at some point in time, aren't you? So there's a great way to participate. Pick something, get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. And the staff at NJ Advanced Media reported on the 8th that hard work pays off as Polytech students get scholarships. So two Polytech students received a 2015 New Jersey Association of Counties Investors Savings Bank Scholarships, a $500 award that will help pay for their college educations. Catherine Majorasi and Sam Cohen, both graduates of Polytech in 2015, will use the scholarship money to attend Raritan Valley Community College, where they will continue to hone the skills they developed during their time studying at Polytech. Catherine spent 3 years as culinary arts student and is now pursuing a degree in dietary services, which she will use to help people develop healthy eating habits and lifestyles. Sam enrolled in Graphic Design 1 during his senior year at Polytech and will continue studying in the same field while he is at Raritan Valley. Both students were honored to receive this recognition. Dr. Kim Metz, superintendent of Hunterdon County Vocational School District, recognized the efforts of everyone involved, saying, "We are very grateful for the recognition and financial assistance that Investors Bank and the NJAC Foundation provide to these talented and ambitious students who have a desire to continue their education." The scholarship is funded by Investors Savings Bank and is awarded to the 16 counties throughout the state in which they do business. This year, Investors Bank awarded $16,000 to the New Jersey Association of Counties Foundation, which will be given to county vocational and technical school graduates who are continuing their educations at county college, or state universities within New Jersey. So thank you to Investors Savings Bank, and congratulations to those two students and to Polytech and Raritan Valley as well. What I love about it, and I've had these conversations with Polytech and with Raritan Valley, is that we're beyond the academia focus. We're into making sure we are training students to be viable, effective, and have a career when they finish with college. It's not to say that when you go to a state college or a university, you're not. But that is the mission, that is the direction, and that is the focus of those institutions, and we see it constantly, over and over again. So congratulations to all those folks for doing a fine job, and good luck, Catherine and Sam. Looking forward to hearing your great success. Vitamin C for today. Celebrity birthdays from the Old Disc Jockey Almanac, September 9th, 2015. Actor in the Stanley Dynamic, Charles Vandervaart, is 15. Singer and actor in Glee, Damian McGinty, is 23. The Amazing Spider-Man, Kelsey Chow, is 24. Harry Potter movies, Josh Herdman, is 28. The Lizzie McGuire movie, Clayton Snyder, 28. 30th birthday of Not Another Happy Endings actress Amy Manson. Ruby Sparks, Zoe Kazan is 32. A Cinderella Story, Julie Gonzalo, 34. Dawson's Creek, Michelle Williams is 35. From Awkward, Nikki Deloche is 36. The Girl Next Door, Maria Arche is 36. The Science of Sleep, Emma DeCounes, 39 today. Love Actually, Lucia Moniz is 39. Singer, Michael Bublé, turned 40 today. Goran Vincic is 43. From ER, Modern Family, Eric Stone Street, 44. From ET, Henry Thomas is 44. I think that's the kid. Wow. Benchwarmers, Rachel Hunter is 46. Absolutely Fabulous, Julia Sawalha is 47. From Legend, Davey Benman, 49. Grown Ups 2, Adam Sandler is 49. George Lopez, actress Constance Marie is 50. From Death Becomes Her, singer and songwriter of Lost My Way, Michelle Johnson is 50. Television show host, Simply Delicious, Ingrid Hoffman is 50. We got our own restaurant people, Deidre Anderson and Bill Kinslow. Actor from Nashville, Charles Esten is 50 today. Underworld Movies, Kevin Griveaux is 53. About a Boy, Hugh Grant is 55. Reanimator, Jeffrey Combs is 61. Make Room for Daddy, Angela Cartwright, 63. The Eurythmics, singer and songwriter Dave Stewart, 63. The Dukes of Hazzard, Tom Wopat is 64. Former NFL quarterback Joe Theismann, 66. Country music singer Freddie Weller, 68. Iron Butterfly lead singer in Agata DeVita, Doug Engle, 69 today. R&B singer Mashed Potato Time, D.D. Sharp is 70. Field of Dreams, Art LaFleur is 72. R&B singer Inez Fox is 73. Fiddler on the Roof, Tope is 80. And All My Children and Midnight Cowboy, Sylvia Miles, turned 83 today. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com. We'll get it on the show to celebrate. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back in just a moment. I'll be back with the investment update. Hang on.
Another summer day has come and gone away from Paris and Rome, but I went back home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. Just wanna go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I've been keeping all the letters.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. The president of the European Commission has plans to resettle thousands of refugees from the Middle East.
The fundamental right to asylum is one of the most important international and European values. We should not forget that.
Jean-Claude Juncker is proposing that 120,000 more people, mainly since, spend asylum in a number of EU nations. The plan calls for binding quotas on how many migrants each country would accept. Juncker announced the plan earlier today following the surge of thousands of refugees over the past few days. The attorney for a Kentucky County clerk jailed for refusing to issue marriage licenses to gay couples says Kim Davis will return to her job, but she won't issue marriage licenses. More than a dozen people are recovering from injuries after a fire broke out on a British Airways jetliner at Las Vegas McCarran Airport during takeoff yesterday. Airport officials say some 170 passengers and crew members safely evacuated the Boeing 777. This is USA Headline News.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is Tony Page coming to you live from downtown Flemington in the CenturyLink building, 14 Mine Street. I'm joined here this afternoon by none other than Joe V.